It is your KORN News Radio Sports for Monday, March 9th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. We'll be out in Rapid City this week for the Class AA Girls State Basketball Tournament, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Summit Arena in Rapid City. The Mitchell Colonel Girls, the number 7 seed, they take on the two-time defending champs and this year's 2 seed O'Gorman, who are 20-1 on the season. O'Gorman, they've won 70 of their past 71 games. We'll have the tip-off this Thursday night. That'll be a 6 p.m. Central Time start right here on KORN. The rest of the AA girls brackets, number 1 Brandon Valley, 21-0. They take on the 8 seed T area at noon Central Time on Thursday. Number 4 Rapid City Stevens, they'll take on number 5 Aberdeen Central at 1:45. And the final quarterfinal game at 7:45 Thursday, we'll see number 3 Washington take on the 6 seed Sioux Falls Jefferson. We'll also have coverage here all week long of the Class B girls tournament. That's set for Brookings, First Bank and Trust Arena, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We've got 3 area teams. Our coverage will start at 11 a.m. this Thursday as the number 8 seed Corsica Stickney takes on the number 1 seed Lyman. And we'll have coverage on Q1073 with Clinton Greenway and at Q107radio.com. The 4 seed Ethan will take on number 5 Coleman Egan at 12:45, followed by the 2 seed Parkston and the 7 seed Centerville at 5 o'clock. And then the final game on the first day will see the 3 seed Bennett County take on number 6 Hardin County at 6:45. Class A girls will be at the Watertown Civic Arena this Thursday, Friday, Saturday. The number 3 seed Wagner will take on number 6 Sioux Falls Christian in the final game of the first day with a 6:45 tip-off. South Dakota State softball would split 4 games over the weekend. They were out in Greeley, Colorado. The Jackrabbits would set numerous team records on Saturday when they defeated Northern Colorado 24-2 in just 5 innings. The Jackrabbits scored 12 runs on 12 hits in the first inning, all of that coming with 2 outs. SDSU's 24 runs beat their previous school record of 20. They also had 28 hits, which smashed their old school record of 19. They also set single game records with 24 RBIs, 7 doubles, and 46 total bases. SDSU softball now travels to Arlington, Texas this weekend. They've got 3 games versus Columbia and 2 versus UT Arlington. Jackrabbit baseball would lose 2 out of 3 games over the weekend in Minneapolis at U.S. Bank Stadium. SDSU did pick up a 5-4 win versus Northwestern from the Big Ten on Friday before they would lose to Minnesota on Saturday 3-2 in 10 innings. And then yesterday, the Jackrabbits would lose another 1-run game 5-4 to Southern Illinois. SDSU baseball will be at Kansas State coming up this week on Wednesday at 6 p.m. College basketball from yesterday, number 3 Michigan, they defeated their rival, number 8th ranked Michigan State, 90-80. With that win, Michigan improves to 29-2 on the season. They finished 19-1 in the Big Ten. Meanwhile, 9th ranked Nebraska, they outlasted Iowa yesterday in overtime, 84-75. Nebraska finishes the regular season 26-5, and they will be the number 2 seed in this week's Big Ten tournaments. The LA Rams and cornerback Trent McDuffie reached an agreement yesterday on a record-setting 4-year deal worth $124 million. That includes $100 million guaranteed. That new deal makes the 25-year-old McDuffie the highest-paid cornerback in NFL history. It was last week that the Rams agreed to acquire McDuffie from Kansas City for a package of draft picks that included the 29th pick in this year's NFL draft. Coming up next month, McDuffie was entering the final season of his rookie deal. And also over the weekend, 5-time Pro Bowl edge rusher Max Crosby traded from the Las Vegas Raiders to the Baltimore Ravens for a pair of first-round picks, including the 14th overall pick in next month's draft.